Blog Talk Radio.
Corners Blog Talk Radio Show entitled Being a Positive Change Agent in a Negatively Changing World. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And as always, I am super, super excited to be here with you on this Friday night. It is the 1st of September, guys. This is awesome, and I don't know if you saw, and you need to check it out if you didn't, my live today on my fan page, Lady C the Nurturer, where I was telling you the Lord has instructed me that my year starts in August. Isn't that profound? Isn't that something? My year starts in August, so this is month two of my new year, and I am loving the obedience. Speaking of which, listen, without further delay, I am super ecstatic tonight to bring my special guest on so that we can just get it rolling right here. None other than, and folks, let me tell you, when we first met, which has been not that long ago this year, our spirits just linked up and connected, and I'm just the blessed for it. Listen, I won't delay any more time. I'm bringing to your hearing. And look, if you haven't already, you better get a pen, a pad, your DVR, whatever you got, because this is going to be some power coming your way for a life change. That's right. I said a life change. And that is none other than who I lovingly call Prophetess Mother, the one and only Joanne Allison Wiggins. Have you joined us?
Yes, I have. I have indeed, and I am excited as you are to be a part of, I'm so happy to be a part of this. It is it's wonderful, and it's so needed that we in the body of Christ really zero in on speaking life to the people of God. Because so much is going on around us and in the world. The Bible says that we are in the world, but we're not of it. And so God has a certain people for such a time as this, as we his people, who are making a difference with positive change and being a positive change agent in a negative changing world. That's your theme. And
yes.
We are just excited. That's your theme, and that's what every week, that's what you come with. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on and just say a word or two to just build and comfort and to edify whoever is listening. To you that are listening, just know that God has not forgotten about you. He's concerned about you because he loves you. And I'm just going to step back and just whatever else you want me to say or do, I'm ready. I'm geeked, as the young folks say. I'm ready.
I love it. I love it. I tell you, you are just somebody. I I'm just thankful every day, and every time we communicate, that the Lord has made our paths merge, and we just gonna see what He got to say and what He planned on doing with all of this. But just if you would briefly tell our listeners who you are. Who is Prophetess Joanne?
Amen. I don't mind being called Sister Jo. I don't mind being called Mama Joe. That's my nickname. When I do my work out in the field and when I meet different ones, and especially the millennials, they call me Mama Joe. So, you know, first and foremost, I'm just a humble servant of the Lord, just so grateful that He has allowed me to have my feet above the ground for 60 plus years. So that
wow.
I can be a change agent, as your theme says once again. But I am the daughter of the late Bishop Benny Allison, of the Corinthian, founder of the Corinthian Temple Church of God in Christ, now pastored, and we're under the leadership of my youngest nephew, Superintendent David Todd Whitley. My sister, maybe some may know, some may not know, is Mother Dr. Lavonia Whitley. And we're just excited about our legacy and continuing the work of Dad. But above all and above everything else, I am personally excited about my future. I'm excited about the people of God's future and about assignment. Let me just inject that in to the different ones. If you wouldn't mind me sharing just for a second or two,
go ahead.
Word assignment. Yes, that word assignment has revolutionized me to the point where everything that we go through, everything that we've gone through, it's nothing wasteful of where we've been. What we experience, but I tell you, it is all about the assignment. Just think about that. Everything that you've gone through is all about your assignment. And somebody may say, well, what is my assignment? I don't know what it is that God has called me to do. I was like that too. I didn't know. And as a matter of fact, I've been in church all of my life, was in a backslidden stage. Got out there and did some things like so many others, you know. But I came back, and it took me years to really get to this place to say that, yes, I was seeking God. See, you seek God and you ask God, seek first the kingdom of God. He will give you your assignment. He will reveal to you what your assignment is. And a lot of people say, well, you know, what is my purpose? You know, when I minister to some of the young people out there, what is my purpose? What is my assignment? What is it for me? What is it that I should be doing? And I said, well, let's do it on a natural end. I says, you know, what is it that you like to do? What is your passion? What do you enjoy doing? It may be far-fetched. It might be, you know, you might be an artist or whatever, but what is it that you have passion for? Because whatever most of the times you have passion for, that sometimes is where you find your assignment, or you find your niche, or you find what it is that's close to your heart for you to do.
Right.
And once you've done that, you know, and then seeking God. Ministry is number two. Ministry. People down the church, the local church, and all of that. And I think I heard Dr. Stevenson say not long ago that, you know, we can't down tradition. You know, tradition
right.
has its place. We don't down anything. Like I first stated, everything is not wasteful. It doesn't.
Right.
God does not waste anything. Everything that you go through, it's not wasteful, because whatever it is that you have gone through, it's going to help you in the future to something.
Right.
Hopefully
yes.
your assignment, hopefully your purpose. But if everything that you've gone through, you should learn a lesson, or it should be, or I say it's a blessing. It's a lesson and a blessing.
Yes.
Because you're going to walk away with something. And so, you know, nothing is of waste. It's like building blocks. Life is just like building blocks. You're building. I think it's Jeremiah that said, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. We're growing. And as Christians, believers, we have to know that God has purpose for us. And in this hour, I'm going to tell you what the word God gave me. The other word that he gave me is that he's prepping us.
Mm-hmm.
He is prepping us, sis. He's prepping us. He's preparing us to be the glorious church that he's coming back for. And it's not going to be long.
Yes.
It's not going to be long.
Yes.
See, so, yeah, I just had to take that and run with it a little bit. That's good.
I love it. Yes. And,
I
appreciate your passion. I believe that is the foundation of our spirits connecting, because I too am very passionate about this life we call holiness that God has freed us to be a part of. And it's like every mention of it is like a fresh woman at the well experience. Let me go tell. I gotta go tell. Somebody listen. Now, as I told you the other day, I am like anybody, everybody, somebody, please listen to me. How did you recognize that you had this assignment that you're now focused and fulfilling? How did you know that? Because as you said, you know, people often, even today, it astounds me that people, no matter how long they've been around the church, in the church, thinking about the church, still say for years they don't know what their assignment is. So share briefly a little bit of that. What was your pinpoint?
Okay. My pinpoint was, I didn't know what the prophetic was, but God used prophetess Juanita Bynum. Spoke a word back in 1991. And when I tell you, that word revolutionized me, changed my life. I was not thinking about it, but it starts with the word of God. And it starts with the anointing. Some people have the apostolic anointing. Some people have the prophetic anointing. And they can just go as God give them to speak a word over your life. That's why we can't neglect the different gifts that are in the body of Christ and even in the local church. We can't ignore it. But I said that to say it was through the word of God, using the woman of God that started, that propelled it. And I was seeking God about it. And then the Lord just began to give me Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And so not just the prophet, because we know the prophet is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God, the deity, he's all of that.
Right.
But we're just like Peter, we're just the pebbles from the rock.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're the pebbles, Jesus is the rock, but he said that Jesus, Peter, you're the rock, you're the pebble. Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, you know, we're just the little prophets, the prophetesses. We are the, just like our intercessor, Jesus, we are a chip off the old block, should they, as they would say.
That's good.
We are a prophet, and just moving forward his work in the land. Speaking life, speaking revelation, speaking what God has given us during our prayer time, through our fasting time, devotion time. what God has given us. And then we are to, our whole goal is to edify, exhort, and comfort. I want to read that at some given time when you just, when there's a break, it was there. I said, God, I thank you because as God gave me that, and then as I was seeking God, God, what is it that what do you want me to do? Hmm. And the Lord, I didn't even tell my father. I just, just went on as the scripture was all on the inside of me, stirring me to study about the area of prophecy and the office of a prophet. And I began to read the different books and deliverance, books of deliverance, seeking out. When you have a gift, you need to seek it out to see what it is. Go through, research it. We got enough information online or internet to not be ignorant. You know what I mean?
True.
We can go to school, but we got internet, honey, right there in your home. You can go and search out and say, what is this gift that I have, this gift of discernment, the gift of prophecy, the office of a prophet? We can do that, and that's what I did. And then without even telling my dad, to make a long story short, we was in a Friday night service, and the Holy Ghost compelled him and unctioned him to say, Joe, he used to always come. He said, let me lay hands on you. The Lord said he has called you to the people of God. You have been anointed to prophesy. And he said, I want to lay hands on you right here. And when I tell you when he laid hands on me, it was on a Friday night. It wasn't a whole, the church wasn't full. It was just a faithful few. But, you have to be in the right place. My father used to say, you got to be present. And I was present that night in the little faithful few, getting that little teaching while I could. And the Lord, the Holy Ghost, unctioned him to lay hands on me right there. And it was confirmed with the laying of hands. I didn't even tell him.
Wow.
So, it was just, the gifts just start turning on the inside. Thereafter, I was elevated. I was appointed to be director of spiritual empowerment, working with my sister with the National Church Choir, International Church of God in Christ Choir, spiritual empowerment. I was over that with the prayer of the choir and just God, just the prayer in the state jurisdiction of the Bishop Chamber. So, it comes. When it's God, it's confirmed and affirmed. And
see, that's good. That's good. It's affirmed and confirmed. I love it. And we have so many misguidings of, I'll say, zealous believers in the body today. So what I noticed, you said some key things that you haven't put the title on them, but you've done the action, like being in order and, not going before God. So tell me this, have you been stereotyped in walking in your assignment? And if you have, how do you diffuse that stereotyping on you, if that makes sense?
Oh, okay, because a lot of people are saying that, now we have a lot of prophets. Is that what you mean? And now they're popping up out of nowhere, and, it's almost
there is a crowd that has arisen to the forefront that, let's say, don't agree with the scripture, if you will, like the scripture says that the Spirit of God does not behave himself unseemly. So I guess I would be best describing it as, maybe they'll respond to you in a way expecting you to be this kind of person, whereas once your gift is made clear, it's clear that you're not that kind, or that's not how you operate. Does that make sense?
So are you saying that how am I validated from being who I am as a prophet, as a true prophet, or whatever, as opposed to those who are not?
You said it clear, just right there. Yes.
Okay, so let me just say briefly that a true prophet, whenever the Lord has ordained that prophet or prophetess or whatever, you know, depending, you know, it doesn't matter gender. There's no genders in God. But I would say whenever God ordains something, it comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever word that God has given that man or woman of God to speak over as a true prophet, or what have you, it will not fall to the ground.
Yes.
It's not going to return void.
Yes.
If we are, and this is what I say, this is really the key, and I hope I'm helping someone.
Amen.
I always say that it is God that's using us as the mouthpiece. But the word is for us. Because
yes.
If it's God speaking, come on, somebody. We
yes.
have to be humble enough, even in our own posture, spirit posture. We have to be humble to let the Lord use us in that way. See,
yes.
we are the mouthpiece, so we have to consider ourselves as the mouthpiece. So whatever God has given us, it's for us to for it to minister to us or correct us or rebuke us as well. And whatever
yes.
God says, it's not going to return void, but the Bible
yes.
says it's going to accomplish that he pleases and prosper in the thing whereto he has sent it. Now, he may send this word, and it may not take 2 weeks. It may take 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to come to pass because his word is not going to return void. I've had people to come to me and say to me, even when I spoke it, I didn't know what, I didn't even remember it until they brought it to my attention. You know, you prophesied that I would be doing this, or I would be, you know, this way, or God, and as soon as you told me that, some people have the testimony, as soon as you told me, the next day, I got a phone call.
Right.
And especially now, in the place that I'm in right now, a place of maturity. You know, we grow in grace. We grow in
yeah.
this thing. And no matter what our positions are, or our callings are, we still know that God is the one that is pushing us. He's allowing us. He's in the back of us, pushing our back. The Holy Ghost is pushing us, ushering us to say
right.
what thus said the Lord. And whenever it's said, it's not going to return void, but
yes.
it's going to accomplish. And that's when you know that you're in the place and space of a real true prophet or prophetess.
I love it.
That word's gonna come to pass.
Right, right. So tell me this. What was your greatest fear in walking in your assignment? And how did you overcome it?
Ooh, that's good. Okay. One of my greatest fears was people.
Mm.
And the second one was not confident in what God or who God called me to be. I really believe you have to go through some things. I really believe you have to go through, and I'm just downplaying it a little bit, but you got to go through some stuff
yes.
in order to have the confidence and have the faith and trust that God has got you, okay? Because when you go through, you know, and he bring you out. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So one of my fears with people was people, what people were going to say. And I was a person that I was sharing with somebody the other day. I had to ask God to deal with my heart first to help me how to communicate with his people. I had to ask so because when you have the fear that, you know, when you come from a place where you reel and I backslid and look, I told it like it was. I told it like it was and what and the way it is and where it is to come. Okay?
Right.
And
right.
I didn't have a problem giving you a piece of my mind. So I had to ask the Lord to deal with me. I said, Lord, help me how, teach me how to communicate. Not just help me, but teach me how to communicate with your people. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, the only way I can deal with you and your communication, talking to my people, I got to deal with your heart.
That's
Lord,
right.
Have mercy. I'm getting ready to preach right now. I have to deal with your heart.
Right.
And so the scripture that's close to me, the scripture that he gave me, is the prayer that Solomon prayed. Lord, give me an understanding heart that I may be able
Come
to
on.
Discern between good and evil. For who can judge so great a people?
Yes.
And once he dealt with my heart, and he put in, took out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. Lord
yes.
have mercy. Not,
yes.
not me walking in flesh. Don't get it twisted now.
Right, right.
I wasn't walking
right.
in flesh.
Right.
I wasn't reacting, but I was responding.
Right.
Then the Lord helped me and taught me how to communicate in love to his people. And here I am today.
Yes, God. That's powerful. That's powerful. I love it. It is a heart issue. It is a heart issue. I mean, life is a heart issue. And I really am so moved for the people of God that we don't make it so deep that we miss the peace of life in God. Because it's peaceful. It's not strenuous. Because he promised us that his yoke is easy. So it's not strenuous. I love it that, you know, you overcame your fears by allowing God to deal with your heart. That is powerful. Mm-hmm. So tell me this, Mother, do you have mentors or did you have mentors? And if so, how did you choose them? Because a lot of people call their prayer partners their mentors and, well, yeah. But do you have, mentors?
My mentor was, every now and then, you know, I conversate with her, but, there is a woman of God who I really just her mannerism and her posture, spiritual posture, was inspiration to me. She's not a talker. But she is just a doer and just a positive change agent. And that's the person of Apostle Florida Jackson. Just a mighty woman of God who I just really, she was there for me through my lowest, one of my lowest places. And also, you know, and that was just, you know, that's a number of other people, but some of the old mothers, they're gone on waiting for the change, the transition.
Right.
But some of the mothers of Zion, Mother Simmons, Mother James, my own mother, Mother Mozella Allison, just those mothers, all they had to do, they didn't say much. All they had to do was just, you know, pet you or just let you know that it was going to be okay. Just a little handshake or just,
yes.
you know, encouragement every now and then to say, you know, God is going to use you one day. Just hold on. You know, it might be a little rough, but hold on. Mother Simmons was another mentor. And she's you know, have made a transition. But some of the mothers of Zion, you know, when I was coming up as a young mother, just and a wife, you know, trying to put it all together, you know, this new lifestyle. And that's why I'm able to help so many other young women, because I've been there, done that. I'm like right in the middle in the age bracket with the young and the old.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, so speaking of, you said, you know, with family and marriage and children and all of that, how did or how does walking in your assignment affect your life? You know, is it more negative than positive? Hopefully not. Is it, you know, how has it affected or shaped your life?
It has, you mean just walking in the call as a prophet?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? I'm sorry. Would you repeat that again?
Oh, yes, ma'am. As walking in your assignment, you know, fulfilling your assignment, how has that shaped your life?
Oh, wow. Man, I'm just, honestly speaking, I am just experiencing a new dimension in God.
Mm.
Honestly speaking, I don't have the testimony that I've been on this level for years.
Right.
And I think it's important that we just keep it real with, especially the young people and the people of God, just keep it real. People want to know that you have not been on the mountaintop all of your sanctified life. You were born sanctified. You were born saved. People want to hear that you've had some bumps in the road. How were you able to overcome those obstacles? I can say how I overcame those obstacles and still go through them.
Right.
My outlet was and is prayer. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And I'm coming out with a book of how my prayer, my own little formula God gave me, got me through the battle. So I'm putting it now in a book so that, you know, the next young woman or the next person can say, wow, if God brought her through and I can see the glory of God on her, every time I see her, she's smiling. You know, what she went through, you know, abuse and all kinds of, you know, situations, you know, low self-esteem. And a lot of it comes from us. You know, we make the decision, make choices, poor choices, and downplay the gift and the power of God in us. And we come subject to circumstances and issues of other people. Now, you know, we have to make the decision to say, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I'm not going to be entangled with the yoke of bondage. And so we have to know the difference, you know, and then and break free, you know. But I went through it. I mean, I have not been through it. I'm keeping it real tonight. I have not been on the mountaintop.
Ain't it? That was a little
serious.
I love that little curve at the end. So I love it.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate your realness and your in your face, because I mean, I'm not yay young, but I'm not old either. And what I do know is, as you said earlier, we that sit at the feet of you and others like you want to hear the approachableness, the relativity. We don't want to feel like it's something we can't reach. Because in us, here's the thing, in us, we know that's not true. It's something in our soul that says, I can be like Jesus, but I need somebody to lead me there.
Mm.
And to lead me in that posture where I believe I'm coming as close as I can at the time.
Mm.
Versus you'll never make it inference. It's
mm.
real. You know, because being young, that's kind of the precept we came under. You know, that it was too high and you just got to pray God love you anyway and his grace cover you because it's just too high. And oh, my goodness. But I so appreciate the turn that God is providing all of his body to do. And that is turn back to the basics. So in those basics, my dear mom, what I mean, you have given us so many nuggets. It's like, oh my God, what is we are full right now. We're ready to run. But so
praise God.
What, you know, we're really kind of wrapping it up here, but what three items of advice would you give to us that, you know, because coming into the new life of Christ, we have this little baby in us that's kicking to just take off. Let's do it. Let's run. Let's go. We don't know where we're going. We just feel like we got to go somewhere, you know? We got to get something done, and I want to get it done, and da-da-da-da-da. And, oh, wait, what was I supposed to do? You know, but you're down the road. So what advice, and I won't limit you to three, what advice do you have for us who desire to be such a divinely impacting, positive, prophetic voice, positive change agent as yourself?
Okay, I'll start with first and foremost prayer. It's very key that we include God into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now that he's prepping the church, we're going to see a lot of things that God gave me. Matthew's 24, and many of you who are listening, when you have some time, read that book, that chapter, Matthew's 24, about how God, Jesus began to answer the disciples in about, because they want to know when is the end going to, what's going to happen. Give us a sign of the coming of you coming back. And so in Matthew's the 24th chapter, he begins to talk about those things. But where I'm going with this is that we're in the prepping season for him to return. This is the last stage of the church. And this is something that I wanted to share online because we see a lot of things that are about to happen, but we have not seen what's really going to happen. And so having a prayer life and having your confidence built up, I put it posted on my Facebook page. Your confidence, it has to. Your faith will generate your confidence. So if you just learn to study yourself and begin to take on a new level of a prayer life, seeking the Lord for direction. The second thing. Is find out what your passion is. What's your heart? What do you want? What do you like to do? Some people love to help people, and so a lot of people go into healthcare. You know, they pursue studies. Come on now, I'm bringing the natural and the spiritual in. They pursue their career in healthcare because they love to help people. They love to comfort them physically. The second thing is find out what is your passion. What do you like to do most? So number one is prayer. Second is passion. Find out what your passion is. Ask God. In all our ways, acknowledge him. Ask God. So, Lord, show me. He'll show you. And the third thing is The third thing is watch how you speak over your destiny from here on.
That's good.
Watch what comes out of your mouth about what are you saying about you. Not just about what you're saying about your children, your family, your loved ones.
Yes.
But watch what you say, because self-prophecy, words that come out of our mouths, have creative power. So those are the things that, you know, I want to leave with our listeners. And I want to, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing just speaking life and speaking prophetically. And we got an upcoming conference that's coming up. And the Lord gave me that assignment. Yes, ma'am. You want me to share that info?
Yes, please. Go ahead and tell that.
The conference is going to be, the Lord delays, next Saturday, not tomorrow, obviously, but it's going to be next Saturday, September the 9th. What a powerful symbol. What a powerful way, prophetic way, to enter into being birthed out. Being birthed out in prayer, being birthed out in the prophetic. That word, that number 9, is the door open for us to give birth. Give birth to dreams, give birth to assignment, whatever. So we're going to start the morning off. It's going to be 3 parts. The Holy Ghost just gave me to just do it all in one day and not spread it out. So we're going to have prayer. Thank God for you, woman of God, spiritual daughter. You're going to kick us off. You're going to start us off. I know you got things to do that day, but we're so grateful that you're starting. You getting ready. You're going to start
us
off.
That's what I got to do.
Well, look, the 6 o'clock hour, 6 a.m.
Yes.
What better way to start the day than with the man upstairs? Women, well, and women on the front line is our thing. And we're coming from Jeremiah. We're coming from the Word of God. This is not no cliche. This is not no trying to throw something together. No, this is what the Lord told me last year. He said, I want you to call the women together. Get them all together. And let them take up a wailing. So we're going to pray, wailing women on the front line, prayer gathering at that 6 a.m. hour. Then we're going to have part 2. The part 2 is going to be women on the front line worship.
Yes.
Worship and be empowered. We're going to have worship, praise and worship like no none other. And then we're going to go into workshop. Then we're going to do the work. workshop to be
and
empowered.
The
and then
quickly, Prophetess, where it's going to be?
It's going to be 4520 Corinthian Temple Church of God in Christ. And they can go on my page or my website, 4520 West Washington, West Side, Chicago.
Awesome. Well, listen.
And then we got the 3 part. The third part is the prophetic gathering. So I wanted to inject that.
Awesome. We will see you there, everybody. My love, thank you so much, Prophetess, for joining us. That is our time, but I am going to have you back again, and it will be at the end of this month, September. September 15th, you will be back with us again. So I look forward to having you back. And I am so glad that you were able to join us tonight. I love you much.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we look forward to being with you on next Saturday. Listen, people, tell everybody, tell somebody, but please tell yourself to be the positive change agent you want to see in this world. And we'll see you right back here next Friday night, same time, 9 p.m. And you just be that change. Love you, Lady C. Sand. I'll see you next time. Good night.